Now, what about the other point in my note?
Alice doesn't know I'm here.
Very good. In a small community such as this, some facts are so well known that nobody ever mentions them. Until Watson here called on you last night, I had no idea of the source of your fortune.
Gold. Australian gold.
You were a miner. Isn't that right, Mr. Turner?
How much do you know?
I know that you are a generous man, noted for it, in fact, and I know that many philanthropists are privately trying to atone for something less admirable buried in their past.
Fancy theories.
Then here are some facts. I know that it was to meet you that Charles McCarthy went down to the Boscombe Pool on the day of his death. I know that it was to attract your attention that he called the single word Cooey. And of course, I know that you killed him.
So, you know everything.
No, not everything. How long had Charles McCarthy been blackmailing you?
So, that was it.
Yes, Doctor, that was it.
McCarthy's use of that particular signal made it clear that he had also spent time in Australia. Once I realized that, it was a simple deduction that your friendship with him dated from that long ago.
Friendship? He was the worst enemy a man ever had. When I went out to Australia, I was a young chap, hot-blooded and restless, full of hope. It was supposed to be the promised land. There were fortunes just waiting to be made. The truth of it was very different. I had no luck with my claim.
And you discovered, I fancy, that there are quicker and easier ways of obtaining gold than digging it out of the ground.
Much easier.
Hold there, boys! Stand in there!
Throw down your guns!
Hold on there, boys!
Pete, get inside the wagon!
Right, Jack!
Tim, Bruce, unload the gold!
Did he call you Jack?
What if he did?
Nothing. You're not Black Jack. You're never the Ballarat gang, are you?
Yeah.
We were famous. And we were young and we were rich. It's a dangerous combination. Life was good. But then, one of our jobs went wrong. A guard was killed. It meant the rope if we were caught. It stopped being a game.
And McCarthy?
He was a wagon driver on the Melbourne Bullion Run. It was our last job, and our biggest. By then, I had enough gold to get me back to the old country and set me up in a respectable life. I bought this land and settled down, and married my Catherine. God rest her soul.
And then McCarthy appeared in England.
Oh, I used to laugh when people talked about fate turning against someone. But we met up by accident. Pure accident. I'd all but forgotten him. But he remembered me well enough.
And you've been in his power ever since.
20 years. He moved down here to the West Country. And he and his boy lived on my best land rent-free from that day on.
Adding to your reputation for generosity in the process.
All I wanted was to forget the past. But he wouldn't let me forget.
He threatened to tell the police?
The police? No, Doctor. He was cleverer than that. He threatened to tell my Alice.
What did he demand? Money?
And land. Property. What could I do? Then, a few years ago, when his boy was grown, he asked for my daughter.
And through her, total control of your whole fortune once you've gone.
I stood firm. I even told him to do his worst and tell Alice everything. But he was a cunning devil. He tried to wear me down. For 3 years he talked of nothing else. And finally, I told him we had to settle it once and for all.
You arranged the meeting by the pool.
I was going to buy him off for good. Set him up anywhere in the world. But when I got there, I found out he wasn't alone.
Why won't you listen to me? I'm telling you it's impossible. I can't marry her.
I don't know how I got such a spineless brat as you.
I'll not listen to any more of this.
If you can't persuade the girl, then force her. I don't care if she marries you because she wants to or she has to. It's all the same to me.
You!